You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show, where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com, a great place to pick up a Yamaha golf cart, if that's your thing. You can have them customized to make them look any way you want. You know, maybe you want a Detroit Lions golf cart. Ugh. More on that in a bit, the Lions. Anyway, they are at impactpowersportsmi.com. They also have ATVs, UTVs, e-bikes, go-karts, scooters, you name it, at impactpowersports.com. Black Belt Nick says, "Easy, the facial hair is looking good on you." Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't think it's long for this world, though. I am considering, I didn't set out to do anything to like grow it out. I just kind of got lazy. I've been so amazingly busy since Pooh Bear left me. She is back home now. But thank you for the kind words, Nick. And the lovely and talented Maureen says the same thing. "I love the scruffy look." Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll keep it around a little longer. You know, the old salt and pepper beard. How about that? I don't know who it was. That person who on Friday's show checked in, and it was a new person, and said, "Hey, Unk, you handsome." Now, I'm just going to say it. If someone says, "Unk, you handsome," I'm going to assume, probably correctly, that that is one of our African-American brothers or sisters. Now, I've got my fingers crossed that when I hear, "Unk, you handsome," that it is an African-American lady. I would love it if it's a dude, too, because a compliment's a compliment. But if I am referred to as a Unk and handsome, the assumption then is I have identified an African-American lady saying, "Unk, you handsome." And you know me. Black culture is the greatest culture on the planet. Black and, well, anywhere but where I'm at right now. I'm not saying that we don't have great culture here, but the reason why I don't think it's great culture where I'm at is because I see it and hear it every day. So if I get referred to as Unk and I'm told that I'm handsome, then I'm all about it. Alan says, "You're a college professor now. You have to have a constant 5 o'clock shadow." I've got class tonight. I was just writing my lecture for today during the first part of the day. As usual, a busy, busy fellow is your old pal EZ. I have news, and everything's fine, but Bruce is had an overnight stay at the vet, and no news is good news. And we're not exactly sure what is the problem. Hopefully we'll get some answers, or hopefully also what he has, whatever is causing him the trouble that he has right now, will just correct itself. Maybe that's the case. You know, dogs can get sick just like you or I can get sick. But let me get to that. On Saturday, I got home from seeing Waylon, and I'll just cut to what I already figured out, and that is sometime after he had dinner at 4 p.m. to when my son came to let him out at 7:30 because I was going to be gone. I was going to be away from the house for a significant time. Bruce started to, like, puke. So I didn't know that at the time, but anyway, I get home at like 11 p.m. and he's lethargic and just, I knew there was something wrong with Bruce. So we go to bed and he's carrying on and huffing and puffing and panting and very restless. So I was worried. Stand by. I was concerned because of the behavior that he was experiencing, what Daisy experienced here at the house when she dropped dead. It was just like it. So I go to bed and wake up at 3 a.m. and he's still behaving like that. So I said, fuck this. And I put on my gear, scooped him up, and went to Blue Pearl. That's a 24-hour vet. And at this point, I didn't have the information that he had puked. I wasn't aware of that yet, because that did not happen on my watch. And the NFK was in bed when I got home, so I couldn't be given that message. So I have no idea. All I know is dog's exhausted and looks like shit. So I'm scared. I take him in, and Doc checks his heart and lungs. He says that everything seems normal. Maybe he's in pain, Eric, and this is what the problem is. So he gives me some pain medicine. We go home. I'm back in bed by 5 a.m. Now, the plan is wake up, assess, and figure out what I'm going to do. Because the plan Sunday was go visit my dad. That all got wiped out, all of it. Because when I get up, he's worse. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Drop the other three dogs off at Lisa's. Go again back to Blue Pearl. So we were triaged. Bruce didn't have a life-threatening situation. So there was a lot of time. By the time we got there to the time we left, we had spent like 6 or 7 hours there. But cutting to the chase, he was so lethargic, and I'm talking to the vet. I go, first she recommends, she goes, you could take him home, but you, and I could tell. I could tell. And if I get a phone call, by the way, I gotta put the music on and take an intermission. I sense the vet wanted me to leave him there. I go, what would you do if it was your dog? And she goes, well, I have made people, I guess the stream has died. I'm going to start it over. Stand by. Okay. I think that we're good on a take two style. If you're enjoying the show right now and you can hear what I'm saying, can you please let me know that everything is A-OK? From my end here, how this unfolded, and by the way, if you're getting this, okay, it looks like it's okay now. I had gotten a text saying, hey, you're not streaming anymore. So then I voiced that, and right about the time that I hit end stream to start it all over again, I got various messages saying, no, you look good. So You have to consider, though, I got that message that the stream had died from Bread Bull Brain Chris K, who just went through an intense brain procedure. So it might be that his brain rotted away even further. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure he is. Everybody does seem to say that it did freeze up for a moment, or they did lose me for a moment. But thank goodness it came back. Okay, so let's pick it up. Where was I? I take Bruce into the vet. The vet says, yeah, you should probably have him spend the night. I knew she was serious when she said, yeah, there have been dogs that have been less questionable and lethargic than Bruce that I've demanded stay here. Okay. All right. I go, no problem. So I keep him there. So no Bruce. And, that's it. That's all I got for you on that. There's a couple other elements to the story that are interesting. And this is the type, this is the part of the story where when I tell it to you, it's going to make you go, oh. Skip says, you're going to need a GoFundMe for that bill. Oh, you are not kidding. The first visit in the middle of the night, I was bumming because it was like $300. Like, ah, oh, God, boy, these guys really get you. You know, it's that, I guess, the being on call type of thing or that type of care. You know you're in deep shit when they go, all right, so you agree to that the dog should stay here. I go, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, hang on. We're going to write an estimate. If you're the lady who has to bring me the estimate? Oh, God. She must be like, oh, the reactions are incredible when I drop this on these folks. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, overnight stay at Blue Pearl costs more than my brain surgery. David says, I thought you had pet insurance. I do, for Darla. I don't have it for Bruce. Do we want to play Easy Show Podcast Chat Price is Right? Closest, without going over, gets bragging rights. Okay, so a little bit more information. We've got some blood work that was done. They ruled out pancreatitis. You can all add this to your own little ledgers. You can add in x-ray. You can add in ultrasound. You can add in overnight stay care. And you can go ahead and make your guesses, your estimations of what do you think the cost is going to be for Bruce. Now, I will tell you this. They gave me a low end and they gave me a high end. For the sake of this game, I'm just gonna go the high end. So they gave me a range. Now, I will tell you that both the bottom end of that range and the top end of that range are bad. Megan says, good, better, best. I am getting a comment that the stream has frozen again. Can you let me know if it's back? I'm getting various comments like, reload. Oh, no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick with it this time. I'm going to stick with it this time in hopes that various comments, uh-oh, WTF, what the hell? Chris says I'm not going to text him this time. PC, shit the bed. All right. Stupid Twitch. That's okay. That's okay. Tophus indicates that it is back. I have picked up that there was a little snafu. Chris says, I'm not going to text him this time. No, you got to text me, Chris. I think it has regained its composure. I haven't said anything. We are still playing Price is Right. I will say this. All of your guesses on Easy Pet Price is Right are too low. So, Bob Barker will let you put in your guesses again. So go ahead and enter your guess on Bruce Price is Right, closest without going over. A number of them are rolling in right now. I will also add that the price could go up. I could also get some money back. Skip asks, are you going by the high end or the low end? Well, just for the sheer epicness of it, I'm going on high end. So, I'll give you the low end too. All right. The closest, without going over, on Bruce's vet bill is fellow kidney donor Scott P. at $6,250. He is just $250 short of the number of being directly on. So the lady comes in. She goes, okay, here's the estimate. And I look at it. I go, what? So at first I went, okay, I went fine. And then I went, hold on a minute. And then I look at Madison and she's looking, because she was with me, Madison was with me. I was like, you better just shut the fuck up and pay that fucking money right now. You just shut the fuck up. Don't even think about it, you asshole. But I actually went, okay. And then I went, no, hang on. And then I was like, well, maybe I should just bring him home and not worry about it. Now, I didn't want to think about it, okay? I am not thinking about it. And the way I handled it, this is my defense mechanism. Sharing this shit with you is how I deal with this. So $4,800 to $6,500 is the range. And so I go there to the checkout. I go, all right, I'm checking out. And she goes, okay, so you got to put like a deposit down. And the deposit is like amazing. It's $5,000 is the deposit. And I thought, isn't deposit supposed to be like a bit, you know, just like a little bit of it? I go, that's more than the low end. And she goes, oh, I know. That's how we get. She didn't say this. But so I gave him $5,000. I walked out of there and I felt like my asshole had been reamed by a black guy. Kuipers says it's back. So it had gone away, and then it had come back again. So where did I leave you? Where did I leave you on that storytelling? Cole said $6,000. Just keep the dog. Yeah. Aram says the last thing that they heard me say was when I said I looked at Madison, but I didn't say too much more after that. I'm going to go ahead. This is what I'm going to do is I'm going to again end the stream, and then I'm going to reload it because I know this is annoying as hell. So that's what I'm going to do. This one might take me a minute because I'm going to restart my computer. So give me just a little bit of patience, and then I will be back. Thank you. Hello, friends. I'm back. Okay, so now this is the fourth attempt to do this. Please keep me informed. Like, hey, easy. Like, check in every now and again. Like, easy, it's working or it's not working. I couldn't tell you. Numerous comments. Stevie says, by the time this gets going again, it will be time for the meeting. You know how I have that radio station meeting? That happens today. She's right. David says that $5,000 should have been spent on better internet. LOL. Megan with easy, this may be a sign to take a day off. And she's right. She's right. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, Becca Shea is here. She says, I give up. Don't give up. Megan with the great question about Bruce. Do the other dogs seem to notice that Bruce is not there? I don't know if it's rabbit ears on my part, but it sure seems that way to me. Like they're kind of like looking around, and it just feels that way, you know. Alan says, so wait, was the total $6,500? Yes, but in my storytelling, which was in and out because of whatever it is going on with the tech here. And by the way, as a reminder, please let me know if it pukes or whatnot, because I kind of use that as a guide. I appreciate that. They said, yeah, it's time for the deposit. $5,000. So that was a shock to my system. And that's kind of, when you have to process that, your brain tries to play tricks on you that, well, this is officially the end of the world. This is the absolute end of the world. And first world problems, right? So I try to just, you know, focus. Alan says, so I guessed right on. Alan, did you predict $6,500? I must have missed that, buddy, through all of this nonsense. Yeah, you would have been dead nuts on. So then that I took it as Scott was at $6,250. You are 100% on. $6,500 is what it was. It's a hell of a price tag. Branjo says it's time to do some podcast bartering with them. Yeah, maybe down the road. Maybe down the road. But Madison says, how much was it? No, that isn't what she said. She goes, don't tell me what it costs because I'll have an anxiety attack. And I'm thinking to myself, you? It's not coming out of your wallet. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature. Makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. That's secretnature.com, code ZANE. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. That's secretnature.com, code ZANE. Secret Nature. While we were there, I felt so bad because when I walked in, there was some dude there who looked desperate. And he was there with a couple of pals who were supporting him. And I'm not exactly sure what was going on with the dog. But he's in an exam room that was across from mine, and he was there even longer than I was. Like I said, he was there before I got there, and when I left, he was still there. Poor dude is laying on the floor with his dog, and the dog looked like he's having a bad day. And I know he was, you know, when you are talking with these folks, that's a tough position to be in. When you look at O'Neill's having a dream and he's running in the dream. So his little paws are flipping away like crazy. Megan says it's glitching again. Maybe is it glitching because it looks like O'Neill's paws are moving or what? So that poor guy's laying there, and that's a tough position to be in if you're like, hey, DJ says we lost you. Easy. I don't like the fact that this is happening, so I'm just going to continue on. And at the end of the day, if the live feed goes away, at least I'll have the audio. So I don't know what I'm doing live here. Maybe falling to no one, but the audio podcast still needs to happen. So I'm going to keep going. Who cares? You know, the idea of money or your pet lives or dies is remarkable to me. It seems terrible. I would do whatever it takes to make it happen. Beg, borrow, steal, and have at it that way. While we're there, there was a French bulldog that was losing its mind in the lobby. And the little fucker's screaming and yelling like a maniac. And so I was talking to somebody there, and I found out that this little Frenchie was found on the side of the road. So some good Samaritan picked it up and brought it in to Blue Pearl, and they scanned it, and they went ahead then and they got the information that it had a little chip, you know, and they called the person who that dog belonged to, and it turns out that that dog had escaped a month ago and or was taken. I don't know, you know, that Lady Gaga thing where the bad guys stole Lady Gaga's Frenchies and shot the dog walker, and he was screaming in the street, bleeding like a stuck pig. It might have been, who knows? But the owner's like, Jesus, we've been crying every day for a month. What? You have my dog? So he comes in, and I witnessed the reunion, and it's like the dog was pissed off at him. I was like, Jesus Christ. So he takes the dog home, and the dog, so now they're back together. It was unbelievable. So as this show goes, because the live stream is back again, and I don't have answers as to why this is, but what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to keep going, regardless of coming and going on the live stream. So I guess my advice to the audience is just sit tight, and it'll probably come back on its own like it has been. And I'll just keep going. And then if you want to go back and check in with something that you may have missed on the audio podcast, you can download it from, or it'll show up in your inbox if you're already subscribed to this audio podcast. But that way I'll keep it going, because the audio podcast still needs to happen. And I'm happy to do it. I'm not just going to, I know it sounds, hey, easy, you might just bail. I can't do that. There's too much great stuff to talk about. But anyway, I'm trying to stay optimistic with this whole Bruce thing. You know, Bruce will be 8 years old in December, and still plenty left in the tank. What I'm theorizing in my head, because initially I thought that maybe, because they thought it could have been like pancreatitis. They did some blood work. They said, we don't think it's that. They took an X-ray. And they took a look at that, and they said, yeah, we don't see anything in there. So that was my other thought, that maybe he ate something that he shouldn't have eaten, because that happens, you know. And but I don't know if that's the case. So last night he was fine. He hasn't thrown up. He slept the whole night, they said. So maybe it's just an illness. Dogs can get ill like people too. So that's what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed, and then I'll get good news. They have like an internal medicine specialist there, and they're going to let me know. All right. Thank you very much for being part of this show, as wonky as it has been on the stream, but I'm going to go ahead and kick the people out that are on Facebook and Twitch. And thank you so much for being here. The Nutty Twitch live stream and my Facebook page are brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. An outstanding team of individuals over there at Irvine's that will go the extra mile for you. Reach out at 616-532-6600. They can help you with everything that you need over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They have free loaner cars there to make everything easier for you, and a great team that can help you out no matter what the problem is with your regular car, your EV, or your hybrid. Catholic Charities West Michigan is reaching out to anyone who wants to know more about becoming a foster parent. Catholic Charities supports approximately 20% of the 450 children that are in foster care in Kent County alone. They serve children from babies to teenagers and provide support to families. As you know, all children need a support system when things happen to them that prevent them from remaining in the care of their biological parents. It's a very stressful time for kids. And Catholic Charities is in need of families that have it in their heart to step up and provide love and consistency for children who need it most. Of course, they provide you with everything you need at Catholic Charities. Financial support, assistance with food programs, a no-cost baby boutique, adoption, counseling, parenting classes, and foster care programs. Contact my friend Bernadette Joyce. She is at Catholic Charities. If you're willing to just get some information about this, on helping to support kids and families who need it most in our community, you can take that first step by reaching out You can call Bernadette at 616-915-4695 or by emailing B Joyce. That's B-J-O-Y-C-E at ccwestmi.org. Thank you so much to Catholic Charities West Michigan. Berlin Raceway, this is it. The final weekend of the year at Berlin Raceway. And I will be there Saturday night for championship night. I like to call it the Coleman Lutz 500. My pal Coleman, my pal Matt Herring, they're bringing their families up to Berlin Raceway. I'm trying to get Ben Glaze to be there and to hang out. I'll be participating with another edition of Uninformed Race Announcer in the broadcast booth for you, and you'll be able to hear that on the PA system. That's part of the festivities. And always a good time. If you want tickets, you can get them for just $15 up till 11:59 Friday night at berlinraceway.com. Parking is free. 15 and under is free. You can bring in a cooler or a bag, 12 by 18 or smaller, with all your snacks. No glass, no alcohol. All at berlinraceway.com for tickets. Okay. Again, kind of a bummer with the nutty Twitch stream. I apologize for that. I have no idea why it is. I have a static IP address and Comcast business internet, so it's always of high quality. So I have no idea. Maybe this is something on the internet company's end, or it's something with that. Maybe it's sunspots, sun flares coming down and blasting in and wrecking things for us, but I'll do my best. We have a big fraud Wednesday this week with Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 68 taking place on Wednesday. I haven't yet gotten into any of the material, and I'm looking forward to unpacking what we have to offer for that show. I went to go see the band Waylon yesterday. I'm sorry, Saturday. First, we did paintball at TC Paintball, and that was awesome. Let me start there. I was quite gun-shy to run out because during the opening match, I got hit in the head by a paintball. And I had a hood on and then my mask over the hood. And there's an area of your head that's not covered by the mask. It's back here. And that, in fact, right where my headphones are is where I actually took the paintball. And it hit me in the head, and it was like I was just standing there and someone 2 feet away threw a rock as hard as they possibly could at my head. That's how bad that hurt. The pain of the paintball is unique because no matter where you get hit, the sensation of pain is fleeting. It fades quickly. Like within 5 seconds after getting hit, it's fading. But my God, those first handful of seconds, I felt as bad as like a 9/11 jumper hitting the pavement. It's a horrible reference. I thought I was going to die. I was like, what the fuck? Eating a shot in the head, no fun. Rick from TC comes up to me. He says, look, dude, you're regressing. This is what you got to do. And he like gave me some hard advice, like tough love as to how to do this. And I said, all right, I got to get over my fear of getting shot. And proceeded to actually improve quite a bit. And I was happy with that. Kevin Kuipers was there having a good time. There was one moment because we had diminished numbers. We only had like 10 people. But most of them were the Mexicans and the Hondurans. And at one point, we had one shy of 5-on-5, Browns versus Whites. So we called that one the Ice War, and everybody got a big laugh out of that. Except that I think there's a possibility that some of those guys could have gotten annoyed. Afterwards, Kuipers and I drove to Wayland, Michigan to see Wayland at the Balloon Festival. That's a great event. You got to go to that. It's a two-day event, and it's all for to raise money to provide money for services to support people who may be struggling with suicidal tendencies. Anthony and Nyssa are the two that put that on. They're a power couple. And they had a loved one who took his own life. So that's what this event is. So you go there. There's these giant hot air balloons everywhere. And the band Waylon is performing on stage. It was the reunion of the boys. And the way they did it was they had the band that they have now. You have Phil and Mitch who've been there from the beginning. And then the two guys who've been touring with them, they performed. And then Phil and Mitch did a few songs, acoustic, and then they brought out Stinky Dean and Tyler, and it was awesome. We had so much fun. While we're driving away from this place, now this is Wayland, and just prior to this, Kuipers was like, yeah, if you go a little further, you hit a hard living line where the hillbillies live, like in Hopkins, Michigan. And when he said it, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know, man, Wayland is fucked up. This is a disaster. There's a lot of hard living line areas here in Wayland. And then he rethought it because of what we saw when we were driving away from Wayland after the show. Some local, and we're driving in an area where it's like a neighborhood, kind of. We're approaching downtown Wayland because Kuipers dropped his car off at this grocery store and jumped in mine so we didn't have to pay twice for parking. So we're driving there, and motherfucker, all of a sudden this big plume, this giant flame erupts. Not on the road, but right where someone's driveway meets the road. And it went up because it was some hillbilly who poured gas on a pile of wood and threw a match on it. And we both go, what the fuck is that? And as we pass, the guy's got his arms up like he's getting ready to sacrifice the Virgin Connie Swale. Some of you might get that reference. And he's like waving. And I'm like, what? What is going on? And we drive by him, and we never found out. We kept going. And it was so bizarre. And Kuiper says, maybe we need to reassess what is the hard living line. I go, you're right. I go, that's dangerous as fuck, starting that thing with gas. He had to have, like, I don't know if he was standing over when he lit it, because that could just blow up in your face. If you're going to do that, you got to do the line of gasoline on the pavement or the dirt as a wick. Maybe he did that. I don't know. But that was bizarre. Let us, before we go, because I have my radio station staff meeting to get to, let us update our fat-a-thon. Thank you to all our participants. There are four. I have been fasting like a son of a bitch. Like Friday night after the Wayland show, I came home and ate, and it was like 11 p.m. And then Sunday, with all of the nonsense going on with the dog, I didn't eat again until about 5 p.m. It was a long fast for me. I think that's 18 hours, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's been great. I tell you what, I feel excellent when I'm fasting. Like after those hours pass, Now, that isn't exactly the time to go out and run a marathon, but just sitting and doing what I do around the house, which is my usual nonsense every day, it's an exhilarating feeling when you're fasting like that. I was telling Madison about it. She goes, that sounds unhealthy. I go, I think it's actually accepted as a pretty fair way to lose weight. You fire up your metabolism that way. That being said, I'm down 0.6. I was at 179.2. I'm at 179. I'm sorry, I'm down 0.4. I'm at 179.8. Just 6.7 pounds lost in 19 weeks, but going in the right direction. I still feel fat as hell, though, and not muscular. I think I need to get back to doing some type of physical exercise, training, lifting of weights. Rebecca checks in. She was at 280.2 last week. And this week, she is at 281.0. Now, the scale has been going in the wrong direction for her for multiple weeks now. And every time she goes, meh. Yeah, you're annoying as fuck. So hopefully you'll quit being an asshole and decide to start trying again. Because as it is, it's the same story every week. I really need to stop my evening snacking. That's totally a mental thing. During the day, my eating and nutrition is exactly what it's supposed to be. It's when I'm home that I have the problem. Time to get rid of the food temptations. Onward and upward. Yeah, speaking of upward, that's the way the scale's going, lard ass. On to making this next week, my bitch. Yeah, lip service. Whatever. She is now down. She's still down. But again, the scale's going in the wrong direction. She's done nothing but pack on the pounds. My God. So she gains another, what is that? Another 0.8. That means she's now down 13.7. It was 14.5. Over 27 weeks, she's a huge pile of shit. My God. Over 27 weeks. All right. Amanda. Another disaster. Well, she didn't have a disaster last week, but she had a disaster this week. She wrote, fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck. Actually, I kind of saw this coming. We partied a little too hard at bowling. Anyway, no excuses, really. I'm a work in progress and human. Yeah, so Amanda's a little bit less of a pile of shit than Rebecca, but she sucks, too. She goes from 297 to 298.2. She's up 1.2, which means she's lost 2.7 pounds in 11 weeks. That's disgusting. So between Amanda and Rebecca, all we get is pounds added and bullshit. Jeremy and I continue to crush because clearly dudes are better at this than chicks. Jeremy adds to his total loss, going from 210 down to 208.6 for a total on the week of 1.4 loss. That, and this is the one-year anniversary for him. He is down 127 pounds in a year. Wow. And he writes this, well, it's 1 year. 1 year of improving my life. I never thought I'd be here. 1 year ago, I was resigned to just being fat, ashamed, and miserable for the rest of my life, and then that changed. One bad day and some encouragement from chat completely turned my life around. I got a phenomenal lady, a decent job, and pride in myself. I've added years onto my life. I feel better physically and mentally. I've accomplished countless goals and achieved things that I never thought I'd achieve. I am finally proud of myself when I look in the mirror. I look better. I feel better. I am better. I've changed the way I think about food, and I've changed how I think about myself. Going forward, I'm going to lose this last 8 pounds in the next few weeks. Then the really hard part starts, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to new challenges in my new life. Onward to the next 365, one day at a time. You are set up, my friend. Those 8 pounds, and then can you imagine if you really start jacking the weight? Oh, my God. You're going to be so ripped, you're going to get anal. I'm so stoked for you. All right. Keep it up. I'll talk to you after the meeting. Take care, and I'll be back very soon. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.